In 5, 4, 3, 2. Dun, 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 dun. And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior.
And today we're going to be going over If, starring Ryan Reynolds
and John Krasinski. Steve Carroll.
God, what's that one little girl's name?
I love Bobby Bosa.
She doesn't have a name in the movie.
Does no. She? I mean, in the movie, yeah, for sure she has a name in the movie. They say it.
B.
B, like Junie B. Jones. Yeah, that's why I made that joke. And the B stands for bitch. And yeah, guys, so we'll be doing a non-spoiler and spoiler review of the movie. So first half, we're going to be talking about grades, awards, should you watch this movie, box office. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least of the non-spoiler review. But as always, I mean, grades, baby.
Yeah, grades. We'll start off with the pros.
With the pros.
The experts, if you will. CinemaScore gave this movie a solid A. Here's where it gets a little funky.
Okay.
We'll get into the funkiness.
Let's get funky now.
Rotten Tomatoes. The tomato meter is at 49%. The audience score is at 87%.
Makes sense. You know why that makes sense? Because I think who this movie is made for.
We talk about that a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of movies where the scores are like that.
Because the critics aren't the audience.
Yeah. Where the critics give it like a 30 and then the audience gives it like a 80 or something. You know?
It's because I feel like it's the same critics, you know, that do the grades kind of.
They watch all the same movies.
Yeah.
Kind of like us. You know?
Yeah. Kind of like us. But like I can understand when a movie is.
I think critics need to be more open-minded.
You also have to be more open-minded. Sometimes I tell you, I'm like, this movie's not for you. And you, I mean, you get that, but you still, you know, I get why you give things lower scores. But like sometimes I tell you. Like,
You're the problem.
Yeah, you are the problem.
Like that TikTok with Vince Vaughn. It's like you're a problem.
Yeah, you're a real problem. Yeah, because I'll tell you, I'm like, I'll take a movie for what it is, and you're like, what does that even mean? And I'm like, this is what it means, is that it's not for me, but it's a good movie. Because I'm giving it a B.
A solid B?
I think. Maybe I gave it a B plus, but I forgot. I'm sorry, guys. But it's in the B range for sure.
It's in the B range. Okay, so we'll just say B.
We'll leave it there for right now.
I give it a B minus.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure I gave it's in my top 10. I think it's, I don't know.
You said that about 10. Kingdom.
I know, that's why I'm like, it's two one of the movies? Two. One of the two. I mean, it's not that hard. It's only been 20 movies.
We can talk about it with the spoilers. I was very torn because the concept, I understood the concept of what they were trying to go for.
The ending kind of.
The ending got a little off.
Yeah, I'm glad we're both
We'll talk
there.
About it. We'll talk about it for sure. I think this movie is in the B range. I was surprised that the critics gave it such a low score. Yeah. I'm surprised CinemaScore gave it an A, a solid A.
No, because CinemaScore is, that's the audience. So CinemaScore, what they do is that Thursday night they go and the first people who watch the movie, that's why I'm telling you, that's the audience. Like when you know it's a good movie, it's because I take CinemaScore more with more
a grain of salt,
than anything else, just because that's like who the movie is made for, is the people that want
to
go watch
it. A solid
A
to an 87%, that's still kind of like a pretty big discrepancy.
No, 87%, that's a B plus.
That's a B plus to
solid A. Yeah, I see what you mean.
That's a pretty big discrepancy. Yeah. I want to see where that discrepancy is. But nonetheless, I didn't think it was a bad movie.
You know, it took me a while to get into it.
I don't think it's in my top 10, but
I will say this. If it's not in my top 10, I will say that.
It's right outside.
Yeah, but also the beginning kind of lost me, and we'll then the middle that. got me going. Also, who I was at the movies with.
You didn't go by yourself.
Yeah, I didn't go by myself on this one, but we will talk about that
later. Let's talk about awards.
She just made it better, but.
Let's talk about awards.
the best character, the best actor, the best anything. In If, Imaginary Friends. Which is short for.
I'm going to give it to.
The suspense.
Drum roll, please. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I was going to give it to Ryan Reynolds too. It was pretty close between him or the girl, because the girl did a great job too. I think she just really played up the cuteness, the, you know, all that. Also, one of the ifs. I was thinking about one of the ifs. You know what? That's a spoiler, but I'm going to give it to Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, he did a great job.
I think he did a great job.
This was a like home run for him. It's good to see him out of his genre, I guess.
Out of his comfort zone?
Yeah, I feel like this is like out of, I would say this
is not a movie you would see him in.
Just because there's a movie coming out in like a month or two with him in it, that's more of his, you know, sarcastic. Yeah. Like, I don't think he was sarcastic at all in this movie.
No, he was, but he toned it down.
Yeah, a lot, like the jokes and all that. Yeah, I see what you mean. It's just, man, okay. I want to hear this part though, the anti-MVP, the worst character or actor in If. It's hard. No, not for me. Give me a second. Okay, let me just think about it. I just watched it. Damn. Are you gonna give it to John?
I am.
Oh, man. No, bro. Yeah, I can't give it to John. You know why I can't give it to John?
Why?
Because he directed the movie. He directed and acted in it, bro. That's like an MVP type of performance.
It ties into the spoilers, but...
No, don't spoil it. We'll talk about it. Make sure you guys stay to the end.
I'll just say that like this for now. I think he should have been in it more.
I agree with... I don't agree because I understand what his character was for. I'm probably going to give it to one of the ifs. Give me a second. It's just the purple one.
Blue? That's his name. Because the joke was that his name is Blue, but his kid was colorblind.
Ah, that's so funny. Yeah, I just didn't. I'm going to give it to the marshmallow, the eye. Give me a second. You know what?
They just weren't on screen enough. Like, you can't really give him anti-MVP.
No, just anti-MVP for the, I just didn't like the design. Look, I will say that the anti-MVP, I'm going to give it to the ifs just because the designs, bro. I thought Imaginary Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. If you grew up with that, I think this movie really is a... step down from Imaginary Friends, you know, just like the visualization of it.
This is live action versus straight up.
But this is CGI. If you put the same characters from Foster's Home and you just made them CGI, I think it would work. If you just plop them on there, you know?
Do you think it would work?
It would work. Actually, Coco, Will, what was his name? Will?
Will.
Like Will Chamberlain?
No, Will.
Will. It was Will. Okay, Will. Eduardo?
Yeah, Eduardo.
And then Blue. And yeah, you see, all these guys would work a lot better than Bubbles. Bubbles.
You have to think, though, like, kids are wild. Like, even like...
Yeah, no, I know you're saying they are wild. And I will tell you, my favorite if, I laughed all the time he was there, the detective? So funny every time he was on screen.
Oh, for me, it was once I heard... I don't want to spoil it.
It's okay. We'll save it for the spoilers. Yeah. Is there... Dude, I don't even want to say it because it's not that type of movie, you know?
No.
Okay, cool. No, we're not. This is a kid-friendly movie. I'm not going to taint it with the award we usually do, you know? I'm not. It's not that type of movie. Let's go to box office or theater experience?
Theater experience.
So I did go with Jasmine. It was a cute movie, I think.
Was there a lot of kids in your theater?
Man.
You watched it Thursday, I assume.
No, there wasn't a lot of people actually in the movie theater at all.
At all?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, you know what? That is so funny. We were at the very top. It's just four seats blocked off and then four seats. Yep. You know, the couple was walking up and they saw us. And they were like, huh? Because I was like, what's happening? Because I thought we got seats by ourselves, you know? And then they were like, oh, wrong. And then they just went to the other side and sat with I'm like, oh, thank God. Because, you know, you're going with the girl.
Yeah.
I don't want to just be making out. I'm not saying anything. I'm just... But yeah, no, I thought it was a cute experience. She really loved the movie too. She thought it was cute. And yeah. And well, how was your experience?
I just watched it an hour ago. That's where I came from.
It's fresh.
So I've never... This is such a weird feeling going to the theaters on a Sunday morning. My theater was full of kids.
Damn, Daniel. Well, that makes sense. It's the weekend. Yeah, I don't think kids would go on a Thursday night.
My theater was full of kids. And I think it's also plays to the fact that school just ended.
Almost. No? I thought there was one more week.
I don't know. I haven't been to school for a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. You're getting up there.
Yeah, but my theater was full of kids and I was terrified. This is not happening right now. But they were all so well behaved. Uh-huh. None of them made any noise. They obviously laughed during the funny parts, but they didn't ruin the theater.
Yeah, they weren't like, who's this creepy old guy?
Yeah, I was like, oh, thank God, dude. Like, I thought it was going to be like just screaming nonstop for like 2 hours. But yeah, besides that, it was a good theater experience.
Nice. I'm glad the kids didn't ruin it. Well, I knew it was going to be like a lot of, it's a kid-friendly movie for sure. But, you know, apart from that, I'm really glad that we expand our horizons when it comes to movies. Because, you know, we watch these type of movies and like... that movie that you guys really like, going this to Tom Hanks, A Man Called Otto, you know, that's not the type of movie that I would go watch just to like go watch, you know, but like it's a great movie kind of thing. It's not as great as that movie, but it's up there. Box office. I'm assuming it was made for $50 million.
$50 million.
Okay. 20?
50? Damn, dude, you're way off.
It's more?
Dude, I think you might be... you might not be surprised by it. $110 million.
No, bro, for this movie. Look, 110?
110.
They really trust John Krasinski? He is a great director. I'm not going to lie. Like, this was a solid movie. But, like, 110.
This ties into what we were talking about earlier.
What?
Where is this mocap or CGI?
Ooh, yeah. We were talking about that in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. So, if you guys want to check out that review.
I think with, like, the bigger ifs, like Blue and, like, Blossom. I think they probably did use mocap for like those, like the smaller ones, like the marshmallow or like the detective.
Just CGI, just a guy like with a stick or something like that. Well, that's a lot of what they do. I think it's just that. I think mocap.
$110 million though. I was genuinely surprised. I was like, no mames.
Like for Thanos, you need mocap. For these, I think you just need a person on a stick, like Rocket Raccoon. Usually, is just the
The fact that this movie is only $40 million less than Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, dude. Wild.
Yeah, that's wild. Crazy, bro. Because I get it's a lot of CGI, and like there's a lot of great scenes, you know, where they CGI, you know, spoilers and all that. But like that's a still, bro. I thought. I just, there's cheaper movies out there for like, didn't we just talk about a movie that like seemed like it was a lot, but it was only like $80 million or something like that? I forgot.
Well, I always bring up Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
The Japanese one. That's $14 million.
Isn't that animated?
No.
Oh, what the hell?
It's full, it's CGI.
Wasn't Godzilla and Kong was the one that we just watched like $80 million?
It was under 100, yeah.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Anyways, how much money? I don't think it's going to make its money back.
So no, this movie's already considered a box office flop.
So no sequel.
The movie is at $35 million domestically and $20 million overseas.
That's not bad. I'm not even gonna lie.
For a total of $55 million.
That's not bad.
It was projected to make $45 million domestically.
Yeah.
It fell $10 million short. I think what they're saying, obviously what hurts it is the budget.
I'm not gonna say that it's bad because it's not, because like the movie experience is definitely coming down. It just sucks because there's nothing I can do about it to get people to care about movies. It's true.
I mean, that's why we do this podcast. Yeah, we want to try to get people to care.
I know, we got to. We guys got to come out, especially families.
I'm surprised that, because Ryan Reynolds is a big name.
Well, in the kids genre, though?
No, just in general. Like, even Beta Delta, you know, coming to watch the movie.
I feel like people who like Foster's Home would like be like, oh, that's a cool concept, live action, you know?
Yeah.
I just, you know, I wish people liked it. Jasmine really liked it. Like, she really enjoyed the movie.
$55 million. Total.
Yeah, I think people would enjoy this movie. Should they go watch it? Yes.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I think it's a solid movie. Any solid movies, I'm going to tell you to go watch it because it's a fun experience. Yeah. And it's a short movie. That's what I really loved about it. An hour and 44 minutes. It wasn't too long. We got out of there like 2 hours.
Perfect.
Didn't overstay its welcome. Loved it. Perfect. Well, we'll talk more about that in the spoilers because it is the sponsor of today's video.
Despop.
That's me.
And that's me. And that's the guy.
Daniel. I don't know if you guys know, but Daniel's not here right now. But if he was here right now.
He's invisible right now, actually.
Yeah. Perro. If he was here right now, he would tell you to like and subscribe. And that if watching isn't your thing, go ahead to Apple Podcasts. Go to Spotify. Listen to us. Watch us.
Daniel would also tell you to give us 5 stars.
He would. I think he would. And he would tell you, please, because he doesn't want to work anymore.
Please.
He's honestly begging right now. And I'm like, hey, bro, stand up. You're more than that.
Embarrassing yourself.
I appreciate you guys' support and everything. The summer blockbuster is coming up. I know we're going to be a little busy this summer, but we're still going to be trying to come out with these reviews.
And don't worry, we haven't forgot about TikToks or uploading or anything. Yeah. We've had a lot going on, so
it's been
rough. Please be patient with us, guys.
Look, I'm doing the long forms, and that's what matters too. Appreciate you guys sticking with us. I really do. And the polls, I did one poll this week, and I was like, fuck. It's okay.
That brings us to the spoiler zone. You already brought it up. Runtime. I think it was 144. An hour and 44 is the perfect amount of time.
Yeah, like 100 minutes, huh? Yeah, dude, that's perfect. It was perfect. Yeah, it was a good movie. I don't think it overstayed its welcome. I
thought the pacing was well.
Yeah, well done too. Yeah, I was a little confusing because like, dude,
It wasn't a slow starting movie, but I just didn't know where it was headed as far as like, how is she going? Like, what's going to be the moment where she runs into the ifs?
I was waiting for that moment too.
I was waiting.
Well, talk about the plot twist too, because this movie does have a plot twist. But
at the end, we'll talk about
that more. Well, I do want to get into like the best part of this movie. What was the best part?
Was the ifs.
The ifs, yeah. I
for
thought
me it was the ifs.
It was a great concept. I'm telling you, bro. The concept of Foster's Home is very nostalgic to me, and I just really, I didn't understand. I think this is why I didn't like the ending, because I didn't understand if they were real or not. If that makes sense, right?
I don't want to spoil it yet.
I mean, we're already spoiling it.
I know, but
spoiler zone. We clicked the button, Angel.
I called it about Ryan Reynolds.
Ah, that's what you're... Dude, the whole time I was telling Jasmine, I was like, I want to know who Ryan's if is. I really do. Like, him and John, I thought they both had ifs that we were going to, like, come out.
What was the giving point, what gave it away for me was when they were in the retirement home and the bear was like, he's a clown. Like, he used to be a clown.
How did that give it away, though?
because I was like, the way he's acting and stuff, just I don't think he would be a clown. Like, he doesn't like a person who would be a clown. And then I was like, how can he like actually see all the other ifs, like all of them? The idea is that you have to remember your if. So then that's why I was like, I don't know about this guy.
So that's why I was a little confused, because I didn't know if this whole journey was just for her. These people, these ifs were actually other people's like imaginary friends, you know?
They
like,
were. Every single if had a...
Yeah. But I guess I don't... So like the little kid, right, in the hospital, he couldn't see any of the ifs, right?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. I didn't know if it was in B's head or if they were actually like...
ifs. I think that's why I also gave this movie a B minus.
Yeah.
Because the execution fell flat. It wasn't very clear about that.
I wanted it to be real. I don't know if that makes sense, but I wanted the ifs to be like their ifs, you know? Yeah. Like, that's why the whole scene with the grandma, like with Blossom, right? I was like, is this actually happening or...
Or is B actually just imagining?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, are all these ifs part of her imagination is what I'm saying, you know? That's why I think that was the worst part for me from this movie, was just the execution of... Is this real or is this not real? Like when I say that, like in the movie, was it real? Was it not real? You know?
Where they're in the retirement home.
Isn't that the amusement park?
Yeah. So it's the amusement park. Like even that scene, like is confusing because.
The bear. Are you going to bring up?
Well, like the bear is like.
It's the teddy bear from the.
Well, it's the teddy bear from the fair. But like he tells B, he's like, is this how you imagined it? And she was like, no. And he's like, well then, you know, have at it. Like, how did you imagine the how did you imagine the retirement home? You kind of assume that it's how Ryan Reynolds imagines it.
Yeah.
Like, well, as an old,
that's why I that plot twist got me, because he was like Ryan forgot, you know, how to imagine. So I thought that's why Ryan was a human.
Yeah.
And because he's like he lost his imagination, and that's why he's on this road with B, you know? But what were you gonna say?
No, then like B like starts picturing it how she would picture the retirement
communities. Home.
Yeah, she makes it like nicer and stuff. Yeah. The best part for me was obviously, like I said, the ifs.
Yeah.
I think they were the best part for me. The one that I thought was hilarious was the water. The glass of water with the ice cube.
Because they're always drinking me.
Well, no, like even the like when they're interviewing them for potential candidates, he's like, you know, most kids are creative and they imagine their ifs. He's like,
Mine was just thirsty. Yeah, it was just like, funny.
Arizona.
Oh, hilarious. But man, that's what I'm saying. I get that. I wish they were more creative with the ifs.
Well, that was.
I got the joke.
No. John Krasinski. Elephant in the room. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, man. You said he was the worst.
I thought he was going to play a bigger role in the movie where he was going to guide B through that, where he's like, hey, I can see all the ifs too.
But he couldn't. Well, is that what you're saying? Like, you would lie to her about that?
I don't know. Like, I just thought that's where the movie was going to go towards. Obviously, at the end of the movie, where, like, so the whole running joke is that, you know, Ryan Reynolds, Cal, that's his name.
Yeah.
Calvin, he trips over the imaginary if all the time.
He trips over what?
The imaginary if. Like the invisible one, I mean. My bad.
What invisible one?
Ryan Reynolds, he keeps tripping over the invisible if.
What invisible if?
That's exactly it. It's invisible. You can't see it. Remember when they're going through the retirement home and he trips?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of kid imagines an invisible if?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the movie, John Krasinski trips over him.
Ah.
It's literally the last scene of the movie.
No, and then I forget it. I'm sorry.
It was like the running joke throughout the whole movie. I'm surprised you forgot it.
Bro, I'm not even going to lie to you. I was making out a lot during the movie. God. That was my fault. I'm sorry.
So the invisible if was B's, her dad's if, John Krasinski's if.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
How is he able to see it?
My God. Thank you. I got my answer. I was waiting to see who John's if was. I'm glad. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
John's if is the invisible one.
But... that makes sense,
because he trips over and he's like, hey, how's it going? He has an if and he remembers his, so he knows ifs are a thing.
Well, he remembers his because he has a childlike attitude.
Yeah.
You know, like he's childlike, and I think he was really trying to bring that out of B, because obviously she lost her mom, you know? That's like the big thing, that she's got to process her trauma and she like wants to grow up faster, you know? And this whole thing is John trying to get her to not grow up as fast, and like telling her to like find a story or like whatever he tells her at the beginning, right? So this is kind of like John is pushing her towards.
I think he could have done a better job of that. He could have straight up just been like, if sort of thing, let me go show you where.
No, you gotta let the girl find out for herself, bro. Especially because like this is all her imagination. Like even at the beginning with Ryan, and when she goes up to that room and everything, the lady comes out and she's like a witch. And then at the end they replay it and she's like, nobody lives here.
And yeah, it's just like a storage room.
Yeah, it's just a storage room.
That's when, so at the end of the movie, let's talk about the twist before we forget. Yeah,
the
about
plot
it.
Twist.
The plot twist. Hey, the plot twist is at the end of the movie, which threw me off a little.
Well, it was funny because at this point, I didn't know Ryan, the plot. I didn't know the plot twist, right? She takes out her box.
She's packing up.
Yeah, packing up. It falls to the ground. She sees a picture of her mom, something that her she family, drew. Like her she family, drew, right? Yeah. And I tell Jasmine, I'm like, oh, and then there's going to be Calvin like on the side. And then we both laugh. And then we both laugh harder because it opens up and it is Calvin, like the yeah. clown, you know? We both just laugh at that. I'm like, imagine if he's like an if, and then they go upstairs and
yeah, it turns out that Calvin is an if,
mm-hmm.
and that's when it clicks for her that
that's her if. Is that the plot? What's the plot twist? He's an if, or that's her if? Like, what's a bigger plot twist?
I don't want to say double entendre. I think it's just a
both are major twists.
Yeah, I think it's just a two-headed beast. Both are major twists that tie into each other. That one, he's an if. Two, he's her if,
and got her through a lot of shit when she was a kid.
Yeah. And got her through a lot of stuff.
Then, but you know what I also hated was that Ryan was the only human. Like, if I thought once, I thought first he was gonna pop up with the makeup when, like, you know, like
when they pans
to yeah. Ryan and he's just got his suit on.
Yeah,
I thought he was gonna look more CGI, like more like a clown. CGI, yeah, you know. Yeah. And it was just him with a suit, and I was like, kind of fell flat. I agree. Do you think?
Like, yeah, I think
what were you expecting like when it was panning?
I was expecting her to go kind of like, not like actually go back in time, but like flashback. That's what I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be a flashback of when she was a kid and we were gonna see her if
yeah. I was disappointed in that.
I just didn't get like how she's the chosen one, you know.
What do you mean chosen one? She's not the chosen one.
Yeah, they say Blossom and Blue say it when they're up in the attic, and they're like, oh, she's the chosen one, she's gonna be the one that helps us find our candidates.
But I think that they just said that just to
you think that was also just in her head?
Yeah, that was just in her head. She's giving her a purpose, and that was her purpose that she gave herself. Obviously she imagined, I think she imagined all that. I think at the end of the day it was all in her head. Ifs are not, I mean, with John Krasinski, but like I think that's just part of the movie. I don't think the ifs were real. I think that's what the movie was trying to tell us, was that it was all in her head. She was giving herself purpose, and she was trying to process the trauma. The whole thing was just her processing trauma, I think.
See, I don't know with that, because the ending of the movie is everyone finding their ifs.
No, I know. I get that, too.
It throws your statement out the window where it's all in B's head.
We were guessing who's who, you know, because obviously the people we meet. Jasmine really loved the pink alligator. That was a cute if.
The cute.
With the nurse.
Yeah. The nurse from the bear.
Yeah. We both said it. We both were like, the bear. Because she's been watching the bear, too. Do we think we're getting a sequel?
No. 100%.
Okay, let's say it did make its money back. Do you think that it has a story for a sequel?
Yes, I think it does.
Yeah. No, I think this is a good one-off.
You think so?
It's just, what else would you do?
Another
story?
Up. Yeah, she just grows up.
And forgets again?
Yeah.
No, you can't redo. I think you just do it with another kid. I'm going to give John Krasinski his flowers. I think he has really developed into a great director, a great actor. I think he's done a great job.
I think he's always been a great actor.
Okay.
You make it sound like he was a shitty actor
before. No, but I'm saying now with this directing, like he's really coming into his own. I don't know if he's directing day one.
I don't know. He might have some involvement in it.
Oh, he's definitely an executive producer. I just don't know if he's a
director.
Director. Yeah. I mean, I need to look that up. But we do have the next movie that's coming out. Do you have anything else on the movie that you want to talk about?
I get the idea, but the execution, I think, just fell a little flat. I think it was a solid movie.
It was a solid movie. That's what I'm telling you. The ending was confusing. Usually for me, I'm a big ending guy. So like if the ending doesn't, I usually give it a bad score. But I really did enjoy the concept. I enjoyed like where it was going. And even the plot twist, like really did like the plot twist. I just hated that I couldn't get if...
Like even the scene where they're at like the bank.
Yeah.
And Blue finds his...
His other?
His old...
Oh, kid. Yeah. The old kid.
Like is that in B's head too?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm confused, bro. And I don't want to be thinking about it that much.
Because you're going to give a shitty grade or what?
We do have next week. It might be a little out of order. It might take a while for it to come out. I know you're not going to be here, but Furiosa, Mad Max, is coming out. We have a couple movies coming out in June, too. It's Garfield, a big month. Garfield. Ooh, should I do a double back-to-back watch? I mean, I'm not doing anything. I have nothing going on in my life anymore.
I think Chris Pratt. I don't know. It's supposed to watch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it in Mexico. Because it's not going to be Chris Pratt voice.
No. Yeah, we'd watched the trailer before the movie. And I was like, that's Chris Pratt. And she was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, I mean, I knew that. Just
obviously.
Well, not obviously, but like, because like, if you're not keeping up with the news, you're not going to know, you know? Yeah. But like the voice. But like, she was like, oh, yeah. But I knew because like, obviously, it was a big thing when you got cast.
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of If, starring Ryan Reynolds. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to be watching this movie in theaters? Are you going to skip out on it? Are you going to wait for it to come out in streaming? Yeah, let us know. Like always, like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.